WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's get real for a second. Life can throw some serious curveballs at you, right? Between deadlines, relationships, and just trying to keep up with the daily chaos, it's easy to feel like you're being tossed around like a rag doll. But what if I told you there's a way to stand tall even when a wind is howling? That's exactly what we're diving into today, cultivating inner strength, that unshakable core that helps you weather any storm. Now, I know what you might be thinking, inner strength. Sounds kind of airy-fairy, right? But trust me, this isn't about becoming some superhuman warrior. It's about building resilience, that mental and emotional fortitude that allows you to face challenges head-on, bounce back from setbacks, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Ever felt like you were constantly reacting to life instead of guiding it? Like you were at the mercy of your emotions? Cultivating inner strength is all about taking control, becoming the captain of your own ship, even when the seas get rough. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build that inner fortress. 1. Embrace discomfort. Think about it. Growth always happens outside your comfort zone. It's like that muscle workout. A little pain now means strength later. The Stoics believed in negative visualization, which sounds pretty bleak, but basically it's about mentally preparing for the possibility of things not going as planned. This doesn't mean dwelling on negativity. It's more about acknowledging life's uncertainties so you're less likely to be thrown off course when they arise. Remember that time you had to give a presentation? Or maybe even just ask someone out on a date? That was stepping outside your comfort zone, and guess what you survived? 2. Practice mindfulness. You know that feeling when you're totally absorbed in something, like reading a good book or playing a game? That's mindfulness being present in the moment, not letting your mind wander to worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Stoics believed in living in the present, focusing on what you can control right now. Mindfulness exercises like meditation or simply taking a few deep breaths can help calm your inner chatter and bring you back to center. 3. Develop self-awareness. Ever heard the saying, know thyself? That's crucial for building inner strength. It means understanding your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and patterns of behavior. What makes you tick? What gets you down? Once you have a clear picture of yourself, you can start making conscious choices that support your well-being and growth. Think of it like decluttering your mind, getting rid of the unnecessary noise so you can focus on what truly matters. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you are grateful for sounds simple, but it's a powerful way to shift your perspective and build resilience. When things are tough, it's easy to get caught up in negativity. But by actively noticing the good things in your life, big or small, you can train your mind to see the brighter side. Imagine this. Instead of dwelling on that traffic jam, you take a moment to appreciate the beautiful sunrise or the song playing on the radio. Those little moments of gratitude can add up to a whole lot of inner strength. 5. Find your tribe. You are not alone in this journey. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who uplift and inspire you. Strong communities can provide invaluable encouragement, accountability, and perspective during challenging times. Remember, even Stoics had their support systems. Think of them like your own personal cheerleaders, helping you stay grounded and motivated. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and suddenly everything goes haywire. Deadlines are shifting, emails are piling up, and your boss seems extra grumpy. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. But then, remember those key takeaways we just discussed. Take a deep breath, focus on what you can control, your own actions and reactions, and channel that inner strength. You might even find yourself using this chaotic situation as an opportunity to shine, showing off your problem-solving skills and adaptability. Inner strength isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them head-on with grace and resilience. So, what did we learn today? Cultivating inner strength is a journey, not a destination. It takes consistent effort, self-reflection, and a willingness to embrace discomfort. But the rewards are immense: greater peace of mind, increased resilience, and a deeper sense of purpose. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of inner strength. And as always, keep those stoic vibes flowing. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.